This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Did we ever have the conversation? What did the people who collect scooters, how much do they get per scooter? Because when I was driving in today, this dude had like 10 fucking scooters in his pickup.
To charge them?
Yeah.
I really don't know.
Yeah, I've never looked into that either because I don't currently own a truck, but that is something I would have looked into because they probably get a pretty decent amount if that's all they do all day.
He had like 10 of them in the back of his pickup.
Yeah.
And then so what is it that you do? You pick them up, you take them back home and charge them?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's how you do it?
Yeah.
Do you have to have
I thought they had a center around here or something.
No, I don't think so. I think you have to charge them at home. But the thing is, like, I would just love to know how it works because you probably pick up a certain amount of scooters or you know where a lot of them is.
Right.
Right.
But they get taken and delivered all over the place.
Right.
It's not like you can go find your 10 scooters. You
know? Right. So it must be different. It could be any scooter, I would assume.
It has to, yeah.
Yeah, you can charge any scooter.
You just have to go find 10 of them or
well,
something.
Then you just go on a little scooter scavenger hunt.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It pop up on the app, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I was curious. I hate when people, whenever I use them, somebody takes it, it pisses me off. So I just bring it in the store.
Oh, sitting outside.
Like, we were, like, it always happened when we went over to Iceland. So there was nowhere to get around. So down in Alba. So I would get a scooter, just ride. And I would leave it outside the store, go back in, bitch is gone. Like, a minute later.
Wow.
A minute later. So I kept taking that bitch in the bars with me.
Now you can you can set it to where people can't steal it, but then you got to pay for it the entire time.
Oh, see, I don't want,
Right, if you don't click off of it. The worst is when you ride it
and you
somewhere.
Can even put it, I think there isn't a mode that you can put it on like standby that you're going in something,
okay.
But it's locked where somebody else can use it or something.
What Maybe sucks is if you ride it someplace and then you don't know, but the place you went is like a you can't leave scooters here geofence area. So
it
it's
stops.
Like... Well, that sucks. Or, like,
That's
it lets you ride it in there. It's like, well, you can't leave it here. It's like, well, where do I go? And then there's, like, a map, and it's like, we got to take it a block that way.
Yeah.
It's like, motherfucker, that sucks.
Sarah and I came down here because I was like, look, I just think it would be fun to go downtown and get on some scooters and just go fucking ride around. And we came down here, and we did that. We stopped somewhere. We had some drinks. We headed somewhere else. We're headed down Peachtree Street to, I think, maybe go to the Braves place down
here. And we got into whatever a little dead zone, and the scooters, not immediately, just as soon as they slowed down, stopped and we couldn't go nowhere. So we had to walk it out of there in either direction.
Yeah.
Shortly after that, I bought my own scooter.
Smart.
Fuck that.
That happens on golf courses now. Because all the golf carts are hooked up to GPS so they can give you yardages and stuff. But then also they can set parts of the course if it's like... Hole four is cart path only. Back in the day, it was like, sure it is. Hole four is cart path only. We'll stay on the cart path, but then you do whatever you want. Now, if you go off the cart path, that shit dies in the middle of the fairway and makes a loud-ass noise.
Chateau Alon does that.
Yeah.
And when I played in the Brian Jordan Golf Tournament this past fall.
So then you have to put it in reverse.
But there were
so
places,
you can back out of it.
There were places on the cart path where we were driving and it wouldn't let you go through. So what you got to do, you got to whip that thing around and drive it in reverse.
Right. Yeah, you drive it in reverse.
You can drive through the whole thing in reverse.
The problem is reverse makes a really loud noise. So if anybody's trying to hit a shot.
And what you hear around that area, though, the whole time.
A lot of reverse.
In that area. You hear a bunch of
carts going through this little area of trees in reverse.
There is a way to unlock it, and like there's like a passcode. And my buddy, who's a golf pro, is like pretty much every golf course uses the same code. Mm-hmm. So if you can get the if you get to the screen where there's a passcode to whatever, it's just 11111 whatever. They don't. Nice. They're not doing like crazy.
They need some everybody can remember.
Yeah. Yeah. So then you just unlock it, and then you're good to go. And then you know, and then you can so drive just, in the fairways.
I just got the login password. Will expire in 6 days. I've been looking for this thing.
What's that?
The login. My login password going to expire. I just got that email. Dude. I haven't had to change it yet to the 16-digit thing.
Now, the idea is with the new ones, we don't have to change them a million times.
I'm assuming. I don't know, dude.
You're not supposed to have to change it ever.
Because, we have a lot of passwords for a lot of different stuff in life right now, right?
It's annoying as fuck.
But no other thing makes me change my password.
More than this.
Now, I guess no other thing that I'm associated with has gotten hacked by Russians and had to give them hundreds of thousands of dollars like Odyssey has a couple of times over the last few years.
Right.
So I guess I understand why they're sensitive about their passwords. Yeah.
But it's a motherfucker, though, because what happened to me was I had got a new phone. And you know the app.
And that's
you
got a whole new
the
set
whole
of pain
new
in the
set
ass.
Of pain ass because then you got to reset the one login online, and that got to go to fucking corporate. And I was like, Mike, me and Mike were about to lose our fucking mind. God. I was like, he said, I just emailed the guy. I said, I emailed his ass too. Y'all heard the fuck up?
Yeah.
Because it was something that had. Oh God, it was one of them damn compliance things.
And something
it
happened.
My fucking nerves
with the Gmail account that I use. I had my email address from Boston University that I just kept using. And there was two-party login, whatever. And forever, it would just call my phone. When it timed out, I would log back in. They would call my phone. I'd press a button. They did away with that. And my app that I had to use to do it expired. So I can't figure out how to get it on my computer. And it reached the level of difficult to where now I just don't have email on my computer anymore. Like, I was like, nah, fuck it. Yep. Like, because, like, there's only so much I'm willing to do to check it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have it on my phone, so I can get it. I always have my phone, pretty much. And so, like, I tried one day for, like, 15 minutes and couldn't figure it out. And I was like, well, I guess I just don't have access to that anymore. Just gave up.
Well, Dan Lanning got a new contract.
Yep.
Good.
$11 million annually.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.